Jackson and Roller, this just in.
She doesn't want to talk to you either. Nobody does. Not as long as you're living with that racist dog.
26-year-old Matthew Heimbach from Paoli, Indiana. He and his father-in-law, David, belong to a white supremacist hate group called the Traditionalist Workers' Party.
Okay.
Sounds like a bunch of communists. Now, during the course of their work, Matthew started spending a lot of time with David's wife, which is his mother-in-law.
Yeah, it's family.
Yeah. And that, of course, led them to having an affair.
It's a love affair.
Oh, with his mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a no-no.
Now, for some reason, the mother-in-law told Matthew's wife about the affair. So the wife and the father-in-law set up a sting to catch Matthew in the act.
Oh.
The father-in-law watched them have sex in Matthew's trailer. Busted in to confront them. They got into a brawl in front of Matthew's two children.
So classy.
This brawl involved chair throwing, choking, and Matthew attacking his wife.
Wow.
Eventually, of course, the father-in-law ran to a Walmart and called the cops. And Matthew was arrested for battery, intimidation, strangulation, and domestic battery. On the police forms, they all listed their occupations as white nationalists.
Oh, that's what they do.
Now, as for the Traditionalists Workers' Party, it had already been kind of declining in membership. But the father-in-law said in an interview that anybody who was left in the group would abandon it because of, quote, this white trash circus.
You think?
Pure, unadulterated white trash.